Welcome back, Tribe.
In every other domain of life, nothing requires more effort than seeming effortless. So why would success with women be any different? The fact of the matter is that enjoying optionality with women requires a significant amount of skill. And while some men's natural talents will dovetail nicely with this particular skill set, which will help to explain the variance in outcomes we observe, a skill set remains, at the end of the day, a suite of behaviors that can be learned. So, if men who enjoy significant success with women are not born but made, the question becomes, how does this occur? What are the circumstances that motivate men to invest the time, energy, and money necessary to acquire this skill set? In general, players are nice guys who got hurt one too many times and decided to do something about it. Players are almost always former nice guys and often former romantics. And it's only the intense pain associated with these experiences that serves as sufficient motivation to master a skill set that almost by definition demands the learner undergo a substantial amount of personal rejection.
And that's completely true. From my own experience, from my friends' experiences, from every player I've met to when I became one and saw what really worked, what really didn't. And I think my journey can be echoed by most men that turn into players or bad boys or F-boys, whatever the words they use today, but starts off like this. You're raised to treat women with respect. You're raised to think that women are these beautiful little fragile flowers, the blue pill mentality or whatever you want to say, the old school way of thinking. And what ends up happening is you meet a girl you really, really like. And so you do all those romantic things you were told to do. You buy her flowers. You check in with her. You show her that you care. You spend a lot of time, money, and effort on her, only for the trust you placed in her to be absolutely destroyed, for loyalty you showed her to be absolutely thrown away in the trash, and to get your heart absolutely crushed. All the guys that are considered players, the ones that are the most successful with women, all have a singular point where a woman they really love that thought this was going to be the one, the mother, their kids, the person they spend the rest of their life with, have that singular point that absolutely destroyed, shattered the reality around them of what women are, how a woman will treat you, and how behaving a certain way gets you what kind of results, often negative. Once you have this reality-shattering event happen in your life, the transformation begins. A lot of it is through rage. Some guys do end up hating women at this point. Other guys just vow to never open up again in this manner, to ever be this vulnerable with women again after having their hearts ripped out from their chest. Other men treat it like a game. Become extremely efficient at it, find out what works, what lines, how to steer the conversation in a direction, how to manipulate, how to get exactly what they want out of somebody, the same way they feel like they were manipulated by their past partner. For me, I received some bad information from friends because simply they themselves didn't know at the time. We were young and dumb and clueless. And the advice given to me was just sleep with a lot of other women to get over the old one. Sounded good at the time. The novelty of something new, sure, it should numb the pain. It should numb the memories of her. Little did I know that was the incorrect way to go about things. So throughout college, I started doing things I never did before. I wasn't into the club scene. I wasn't into partying and kickbacks. I wasn't into getting absolutely plastered and going out and talking to chicks left and right. I completely changed who I was in order to fit in with the current college culture of partying and binge drinking and careless sex, and I ran with it as fast as I could. My college days consisted of Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday were all days to go out. Sunday, you stayed in, but it was still a kickback. The party was at your house. Rinse and repeat over and over again. Girls were constantly over at the place I was living. Me and my friends were always throwing little kickbacks. We were always out at clubs. The phone book was getting large. Numbers left and right. Countless casual sex encounters, one night stands, all to try to fill a black hole that would never get filled, because it wasn't until years later I would have an epiphany of you can never fill the black hole in your heart with another woman, because the mistake you're making is looking for her in other women. We're all unique individuals, and that's literally trying to do the impossible. You can never find your past love in somebody else. You don't realize this. And I didn't realize this until it was too late. And so most players, most womanizers, are in some way or another mending a broken heart. They've been wronged in such a fashion that they will never let their guard down again, or at least they're currently not ready to, yet still have the need for sex, get a bit of a self-esteem boost temporarily in the moment of convincing a woman to want to sleep with you. But the moment she shows any sort of real deep interest in you for the long term, the guy gets uncomfortable and he'll bail and just look for more and more and more women. This is why girls that deal with players end up finding out that when they show feelings, that when they try to get emotionally attached, that when they want something deeper than casual hookups, it scares the guy off. It scares the guy off because your deep interest is now signaling to him the potential for that vulnerable, painful moment to happen all over again. And the moment that happens, he runs away. He'll go with another girl. This is also why players, the women that they tend to have around them and keep around the longest, are the ones with no self-respect for themselves or self-esteem to ask for a relationship, to ask for commitment. They're okay sleeping, friends with benefits, or a situationship. They ask no questions. They never push for anything more than we're just sleeping around or, hey, are you up 2 a.m. text. These types of women are perfect for players because they require zero commitment and they'll never require that man to take his mask off and become vulnerable and show them who he really is. Oftentimes, I found myself doing that as well when I would meet a ton of women. Some of them showed potential. They had their life together. They're really good girls. And every time one of them said that they wanted more, would immediately bring me back to, I'm not getting my heart broken again. This has to end now. I'll just replace you with someone else who wants nothing to do with a long-term relationship or emotions. I'm not emotionally available. That's what it means for the women listening. When a man says he's not emotionally available, it's typically from an event like this. Now, fortunately, some guys will never have this epiphany phase, never do the self-work, never heal, therapy, whatever it is that they need to do to get over this psychological wall they've built. So they'll live their entire lives dealing with hookup culture and casually sleeping around, never committing for anything. For the ones that do the due diligence and the self-work, you'll end up realizing that it was a mistake, that it actually wasn't worth it, that it does cloud your judgment for future women, that it does affect you in your ability to choose a partner in some manner or another. We don't have the pair bonding issues to the extent that women do, but rest assured, you hooking up with a lot of women will affect you in a negative manner in some way or another when it comes to picking a woman and trusting her. The biggest problem guys have when they're especially in the player phase and they see other damaged, broken women that accept being used by the player, do these negative behaviors, the most toxic feminine characteristics like rampant cheating, the duality of their personality, using other people, manipulating other men. Imagine you're a player, you're the fun guy on the side, you meet a chick, everything about she's extremely beautiful, and then you find out she has a boyfriend or she's married. The next day, she puts on her ring, says, "Don't call me, I'll call you. I'm married, by the way, make sure you don't text or call me." Or a chick says, "Wait one second, in your bedroom, I gotta answer this, it's my boyfriend." Watch her tell an entire story of how she's with her girlfriend and having a blast and she's doing okay. She'll come home a little later tonight. And you're just sitting there listening to all this happening. All these experiences puts ice in your veins, lets you see an aspect of feminine nature you otherwise would have never seen at all. Now, they say ignorance is bliss, but also knowledge is power. You do get a heightened ability to weed out women. You understand the red flags to look out for. And unfortunately, that makes choosing and settling down with the partner a little more difficult because you have gained an understanding of the opposite sex. But there is a certain section of men that do the reverse of rose-tinted glasses. They tunnel vision on the bad experiences and apply that to even the good women in their lives and could disqualify a really good partner simply from the negative feminine behavior that they've seen in previous women. So I have a story I'll share that stuck with me throughout all these years and constantly reminds me of what women are capable of. I went to a nightclub. It was within an hour of closing. Shortly after I got there, I grabbed a drink. The lights were getting ready to come back on. It was last call. I stumbled my way to do a lap around the club just to see what's out there. The women have already been drinking the whole night. Everybody's already loose. Everybody's dancing. And I see this girl, she looks pretty good. She's got, you know, tattoos, seems like kind of a bad chick, a little bit of a wild one. She's just there with one other friend. She's on the dance floor. So I introduce myself. We're already talking dancing. I get really friendly with the friend, basically break that wall down. The girls like me, making jokes. We're laughing, dancing, grinding. She's getting very touchy, very feely, backing it up on me. The music's pumping. Just a good time. As the lights come on and they echo out, it's the last call. I ask that simple question you always do, what are you guys doing after the club? And they say, oh, we're going to a kickback. It's actually right down the street. You should join us. And I'm like, yes, girls inviting you out to a kickback, already good news. We're going to have a great night tonight. So we're leaving the club to beat the traffic out. The friend takes off in her car. Me and this girl are walking together on the way to my car. She's super touchy, super feely. We're making out and we get in the car and she says the place is super close, probably like 5 minutes. We make out for a little bit longer, get really handsy, touchy feely. And then she's turned on enough that she unzips my pants and starts to get to work. During this time, I'm starting to pull out of the parking spot, headed over to that place. Turns out it was down the street from the club pretty much. I finish, no mess is made. You understand what I'm saying. And we park on the side of the road, probably two houses down from this place. Okay. We get out of the car. We meet the friend there. They're giggling and they're laughing. And we walk up the stairs to the entryway of this door. Music's blasting. There's clearly a kickback, some sort of party going on. The door opens and lo and behold, this dude opens the door and he welcomes her with a kiss on the lips. I kid you not. It was her boyfriend. She then introduces me to him. Hey, this is blah. I just met him at the club. The way that we're positioned is me and the friend are next to each other. It looks like we're together. The guy has absolutely no idea. He thinks that I just got lucky and pulled the friend. And now we're back here at a kickback. I already had an insanely bad feeling about this. I'm going to be in somebody's house with a woman that crazy and a dude with all his friends, me being alone, alcohol involved, drugs potentially involved, would have ended up being potentially a horrendous night. I bullshitted my way out there with some excuse about work or school or something. I can't even recall. I just made it sound very urgent and it just came across my mind and I had to leave and I took off. I get home and I sit down in my room and I have a roommate at the time, you know, and he comes into my room and he says, how was your night and anything good tonight? And I told him, you won't believe what just happened. And I begin telling him this story and we're just both shaking our heads. And that's the moment I said that going out and meeting women in the club scene turns you into Iceman. It puts ice in your veins. You literally can't trust them, can't catch feelings for them. And the ease of which that they lie and the ability to actually act on their impulses is insane to see. That is when the right guy, right time, right place philosophy was born for me. I lived by it and I live by it today. In order to get a woman to sleep with you, you need to satisfy three simple rules. You have to be the right guy at the right time in the right place. What that means is the right place could be the club. The right time could be she's either single, fought with her boyfriend, looking to rebel, whatever it is. And then you have to be the right guy. Okay, simple enough. If you go to a nightclub, you're satisfying two rules already. Right time, right place. The hardest one to work on is to become the right guy. Not every guy is the right guy and not every woman would consider you the right guy, even if you were. There's preferences involved here. So throughout my college years, I started working out, started getting really in shape, started getting really charismatic. I started to build myself up so I could be the right guy in the majority of the situations for women. I was blessed with height already. I was 6'2", had a nice smile. I was told I was attractive by a lot of the women I was meeting. I made myself have a fun, extroverted personality. I was really easy to talk to. I began like a video game character to max out as much as I could in the right guy, because I knew if I stepped into the right place and the right time, I would have everything I would need to satisfy that philosophy and guarantee that I would have a successful night. Sure enough, throughout my life, I've seen this philosophy play out everywhere I've went with every single guy I've ever met. This is what players get down to a T. They're the right guy, and then they always go to the right places. And it's always at the right time because the women that go into those places satisfy that themselves. At a bar, at a club, at some sort of event, on a beach, the timing is always right. The place is always right. And once you insert yourself in there as the right guy, magic tends to happen. Now, like I said, this does give you a third eye to real female behavior, the darker aspects of femininity, and it does change your perception and your expectations and your standards for women. In one sense, it will make things more difficult for you. Now, there is some light at the end of the tunnel. It's not all negative. The benefits that you tend to get once you do the self-work, the introspection, and understand why you were behaving the way you did, is you're now a more complete man for the next woman that will be the one you choose to settle down with. And it won't be a woman that you settle for. You truly get to pick the woman you truly love because of the knowledge you gained. You won't feel like you made a choice that was otherwise made uninformed. You knew exactly who you were getting into bed with. You knew exactly what to expect out of your partner. This is all the insight from the previous encounters you've had, the experience you gained from them. So it makes you better in a relationship. It makes you better as a husband. It makes you better as a partner to your woman. You're more experienced in bed. You can satisfy them more. You understand how to keep a relationship alive. You understand the spice you need to inject into a relationship. How to cater to your woman, but not be spineless. How to tell her no and put her in her place, but make her feel safe, secure, and wanted. How to keep her chasing, but also understanding her position isn't threatened all the time. You get this duality to you that women crave. You gain a more independent identity, stronger boundaries. You're your own person, your own man. You, compared to other men, will understand she has no power over you, which is counterintuitive, but very much needed for a healthy relationship. A man with very little experience, with no experience in women whatsoever, are prone to get manipulated, are prone to become doormats and used by their women to the point where naturally a disgust builds up, sex dries up, they get maintenance sex at best, to be honest, and the relationship starts suffering where the woman gradually transforms into the harpy. She was sweet, she was fun, she was fit. She was everything you wanted when you first met her, but gradually through your actions, through your inexperience, through your inability to lead the relationship long term, she transforms because women take the lead of men in a relationship. No matter what society tells you about this 50-50 stuff, it's not true. Women want to look up to the man that they're dating. So if she's looking up to you, the only thing you can do in her eyes is lose respect, lose trust, lose leadership. When that happens, she starts to get more bitter, more of a harpy. She challenges you on ideas. She challenges you in conversation all the time. She challenges your leadership, your masculinity, because in time, you've shown yourself incapable because of your inexperience. You do all the things you were taught to do by a society that no longer exists, by the kind of women that no longer exist. I'm curious to hear what your guys' experiences are. What was your kind of awakening? How did you turn into an F-boy? How did you become a player for the ones that were players previously in their lives? Would be interesting to read in the comments below. Now, if you want to do some self-work, be a part of a group, join us in the private community. Check these two videos out over here on the left. Help get your mind right, thinking the way you should be thinking and advancing in life one step at a time. And who knows, could be the catalyst for change in your life. If you enjoyed today's episode or like this style more conversational like this, less reaction, let me know. I'll start to do more and more. If you haven't, subscribe to the second channel. Videos like this and two that you see up here will be exclusively put on that channel as we make it more about self-improvement, bettering yourself, mastering the mind, the body, and the spirit. Three things that are sorely lacking in the average man today and causing them a lot of grief. So welcome to all those that join the community. We'll see you on the next Zoom call. Take care of yourselves. See you on the next one.